It's the eve of the final preseason game. It's also the last episode of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson. And yes, the Eagles are getting ready to take on the Jets on Thursday at 7 p.m. before the rosters must be cut down to the 53-player maximum by Saturday at 4 p.m. On today's show, we'll profile a quarterback who is in a unique situation here in Philadelphia and go behind the scenes of last week's win over Miami. But first, Chris Wilson oversees arguably the most talented and deepest position group on this roster. There are going to be some tough decisions when it comes to making the final roster when it comes to the defensive line. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro goes one-on-one with Chris Wilson.
The idea for the Eagles defensive line this season, very simple. Come after the quarterback, attack the line of scrimmage, and create havoc. And we are here to talk about the defensive line with defensive line coach Chris Wilson. Dave Spadaro with you. And Chris, I think we're all excited about what we have seen in the preseason games from this group. You are obviously much more in tune. What have you seen in the games behind the scenes, and how are you feeling about the group in general?
Well, the biggest thing I've seen starting out is how guys were excited to come back and get to work. They really did a great job of focusing on their preparation, and we always talk about your preparation is what separates you on Sunday, so that's been good. So, you know, I've been guardfully, you know, pleased with our execution, and that's been the big thing.
So let's, if I may, go man by man, because it's an exciting group, starting with some of the newcomers. Chris Long last year played 60-plus percent of the snaps in New England. I'm not sure a whole lot of people out there knew what the Eagles were getting. Did this guy have a lot left in his tank? It appears that he does.
I would have to agree. You know, when Chris came in, you knew he brought a couple of things with him. Obviously, he a 10-year veteran who is passionate about football. I mean, it's who he is. And then, two, you know, he just came out of an organization that had been a Super Bowl, so he's done a lot of exceptional things that guys in our room hadn't done yet, and he brings that to the table every day. The one thing that I'm still seeing is that he's got the ability to play all three downs still, and so that's been fun, and he brings that with us, and a lot of the young guys are learning from him.
And speaking of a young guy who has learned under Chris, Derek Barnett, the first-round draft pick, how has he progressed since you got him in late April?
You know, Derek's been great. You know, he is – the one thing that I liked about Derek when we interviewed him at the Combine was just his ability to learn and process. He's a smart guy. And what he does is he has a tremendous work ethic, and I think you see that once the tape comes on. And so what he's done is he's done what all good rookies do. He closes his mouth, puts his head down, and tries to come in here and get better every day.
After a couple of sacks in the preseason, some of the media kind of progressed and talked about Derek as a starter, and it was going to come easy. But it doesn't work that way, does it? He's got a long way to go still.
Derek, obviously, you know, he's a talent, so we don't want to negate that. But again, you can't teach experience, and he's got a lot of things to learn still in front of him. He's got a lot of other guys ahead of him who, again, he won't be playing against twos and threes in that role. He's playing against guys who are potential Pro Bowlers, especially in this division. So he's still got a ways to go, but I'm pleased with where he's at.
Inside, the Eagles acquired Tim Jernigan from the Baltimore Ravens. And again, we have talked about the pairing with Jernigan and Fletcher Cox. What have you seen from the two of them?
I tell you, first of all, they enjoy each other. And one of the things I think Timmy really appreciates is having a guy like Fletcher next to him and a guy who can create one-on-one opportunities for Timmy. And I think the style of play fits him. That's one of the big things that we've talked about and he's talked about. So they've been excited. They feed off each other. They work hard and they have a good time. But I think both of them have the ability to be above the line. Obviously, one already is, but above the line starters in this league.
Explain that style of play. What do you mean by that?
Well, we're attack-oriented. You know, we're not as concerned about the offensive lineman is where we're trying to get to. We're trying to close space as quickly as we can. We're trying to create a new line of scrimmage as quickly as we can. So that's the thing that makes this an exciting defense for us.
I got to tell you, you know, preseason games excite some and don't excite others. I was excited to see Vinnie Curry start things off last week with the sack, with the strip. Good to see him get going. How's he come along?
Vinny's been great, man. There were some things, obviously, that we wanted to improve from a year ago. And the thing that I give Vinny a lot of credit for, he took him to heart. He came back this offseason, and he put those things to bed. And now he's really playing fast, and that's what I'm enjoying about him. He's making a lot of good decisions, and thus he's making plays.
Brandon Graham came this close to being a Pro Bowl player last year, second team All-Pro. How good is he?
He's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah. No doubt.
There's no question.
What's he do
mind.
So well, Chris?
I think sometimes the question is what he doesn't do.
That's true.
I mean, he plays the run extremely well. He's physical at the point of contact. He plays with relentless effort away from the ball. He's a good he's a an above-the-line pass rusher for us. I just really like what he brings to the table. He's really a complete player, and it's not to anoint him, but I think he has all the tools in his toolbox to be a Pro Bowl player.
Well, Chris, it looks great up front. We thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
One preseason game to go, and then it's the Washington Redskins on September 10th. Chris Wilson, thank you so much, and thank you so much for joining us here out at the NovaCare Complex, the topic, the Eagles' defensive line.
The defensive line has sure done a good job of getting after the quarterback this preseason. Speaking of quarterbacks, we all know that Carson Wentz is a starter. No debate there whatsoever. But he's got nothing on Nick Foles, who went 14-4 in his last two seasons as the Eagles' starting quarterback. In 2013, he threw 27 touchdowns against only two interceptions while leading the Eagles to the NFC East title. He was also named to the Pro Bowl and earned offensive MVP honors for the game. It is rare for a quarterback to have that kind of success early in his career, be traded, and return 2 years later as the backup. The subject of our final In Focus is none other than Nick Foles.
The fact that I'm sitting right here talking to y'all, it doesn't seem real because it really is that special to me. To have an opportunity to come back to a place where you develop so many great relationships and getting to be a part of that again, I'm fortunate to be in this position.
Nick Foles, quarterback. This being my second time back in Philly, there's been a lot that's happened in my life since that first time I was here. I've grown both on the field and off the field. Coming back this second time, I'm in a different role. I'm in a backup role. I'm really excited about helping Carson with wisdom and knowledge of the game through my experience of what I've gone through. But I'm also here to help the guys in the locker room in any way I can and just create an atmosphere that's a winning atmosphere. And they've already started that. I'm just a part of it. And I'm really excited about being back in the city of Philadelphia. Coach Peterson, who's currently my head coach, was once my quarterback coach, and he was the individual who came down to Austin, Texas, and actually put me through a workout when I was going into the draft. So it's pretty awesome to be here with him as a head coach. There were so many aspects that drew me back to the city of Philadelphia and to the Philadelphia Eagles, Coach Peterson being a big one of them.
Here we go, man. Here we go. Coming off the ball, play fast.
The relationship with me and Carson has been seamless. It's awesome to go out there and sort of feed off each other, help each other. He does things that, you know, maybe I don't do as well, but I'm watching and learning from him and, you know, right back at me. I do things that he probably wants to do better, and then I try to help him. So it's a group effort, and it's been awesome working with him. One of the greatest things about coming back after a couple years of being gone is getting to see the guys that were younger, like Zach Ertz, Trey Burton. They were young and just beginning their careers. And now I'm coming back where they've been in the league for a little while. I'm getting to see the growth not only as a player, but as the individual. And it's one of the neatest things to see them grow on the field and off the field. And you just see the knowledge they have when they're running their routes, when they're blocking, when they're picking the young guys up in the locker room and trying to help them. That was them when I was here last time, and now I'm here, and they're the leaders in the locker room. They're helping the young guys, so it's been awesome to see them grow.
2, 3, 4, 5, good. Reset, ball. There we go, nice shot. Nice shot.
As a football player, as a person, you're always trying to get better. You're always trying to improve from day to day. Off the field, I'm about to be a father, so that's the most important thing in my life right now. And then as a player, fundamentals are always going to be a key, whether it's my footwork, my follow-through, my throwing motion. I mean, that's it. As a football player, you're really trying to just pay attention to your coach's notes, go out there, implement it, and really stay focused through this time of year to get better, to get ready for the season approaching.
Fletcher Cox was downright dominant at defensive tackle in 2016, earning second-team All-Pro honors. After this break, we'll explain a reason why opposing offenses might need to be more concerned this season.
So you love your game? So does he. You say, ain't nobody gonna work harder? He said the same thing. You get an hour of training in before the sun even comes up? Plenty of early risers out there. You got the gear, they got the gear. You got a secret weapon, this dude doesn't need one. See, this isn't just a game of inches, this is a game of ounces. And the next ounce you give might just be the one the other guy doesn't. Gatorade, rehydrate, replenish, and refuel.
I knew I wanted to do something that had a direct influence.
I just want to do what people did for me, which is to provide me a seat at the table.
Everyone has limitations, and everyone has the ability to overcome those limitations.
Without that Temple experience, we wouldn't have a blueprint to run the company.
We've done 136 cleanups across 22 U.S. states.
Without Temple, I wouldn't be in a position now where I can help people that are ill.
Without Temple, I wouldn't be me.
We'll be right back. Eagles High School Football Showdown, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week. The Eagles hosted the Miami Dolphins for 2 days of joint practices, then beat them in their third preseason game, which is the last time we'll see the starters before the regular season opener on September 10th in Washington. We take you behind the scenes of the win in this week's episode of Unscripted, presented by AAA, as we follow the dynamic duo of Fletcher Cox and Tim Jernigan and find out how they're learning to play alongside one another and how they plan to make each other better.
Joint practice is just one of those things where you have to go out and scrimmage against another team. And, you know, you get to, just see a lot of different stuff and everybody competing. And I think it's really great.
You know, for 2 days prior to the game, you know, you definitely get to see, you know, where you're at after somebody really have a chance to not only look at you on film, but physically go against you in person. Getting to go against different players and stuff like that, you know, you definitely get different looks.
I mean, it's great. We practice against them all week, and we know we still got to play them on Thursday, so we kind of know a few things that they're going to do, but it's still the preseason. I know they probably won't game plan for it, but we'll go in and attack it and, you know, and win the game.
There he is. How you feeling?
End of the week.
Smiling.
No, I mean, feel good. Gosh, we got through these last couple days.
Yeah.
We got some good work in.
Talk about it, both things.
First of all, I think it was great for the players, both sides. It was a little change of scenery, as we say all the time, just to kind of go against another face, another color. The team, it just breaks up the routine, the sort of that monotony of training camp. But it was a good physical day, got a lot of reps with the ones and twos, very competitive is what we wanted.
So you acquire Jernigan in the offseason, and you look at he and Cox together, I'm amazed not just how powerful they are, but how quick they both are off the ball.
You know, to have two guys and to have Fletcher Cox have a Pro Bowl tackle and then to have that type of player next to him, that really solidifies your middle of the field right there. From not only push the pocket in pass, you know, pass rush, but also, you know, run stopper, and it just keeps offensive linemen off of your second level defenders. And those two guys can eat up space in there, and it's exciting to watch both of them in there, you know, side by side.
Anticipated third preseason game as the Eagles take on the Miami Dolphins tonight here at Lincoln Financial Field. 50 yards, Carson Wentz to Torrey Smith. Wentz pumps once and throws, and it's a touchdown. First Eagle touchdown for Alshon Jeffrey. Cutler's got a rush coming, and Curry got the ball loose. The Eagles got it. Recovered by Fletcher Cox.
You look at Timmy Jernigan. Wow. Lock him up with Fletcher Cox. It's as good a defensive tackle pair as there is in the NFL.
And Clement gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Tips out the pick, and this one can go to the house. Touchdown! Michael Kendrick
the evaluation has been very good. Now you have a body of work in terms of identifying your scheme.
So recently, the last preseason game, the practices against Miami, it's really starting to come on. You know, hasn't had a lot of production in the preseason games. You think about some of the plays that Fletch has made, he hasn't been fighting through double teams. He's been one-on-one. So, you know, even though Timmy doesn't have the stats, he had a lot to do with some of those sacks and, you know, forced fumbles and things like that.
I mean, playing next to Timmy, like, first off, we just had to get well acquainted with each other. You know, that's why we use, you know, training camp, OTAs, and the mini camps and stuff like that to kind of get on the same page of what we're capable of doing.
He's definitely been almost like a mentor, man. For every mistake that I've made or anything he sees that he can help me with, he lets me know. I feel like it's a blessing to be able to play beside a guy like that, you know, because he's such a great teammate, you know, and he's definitely helping me get to where I need to be in my game.
I mean, just far as a D-line, we have to be on the same page, playing off one another, knowing each other's best moves, and knowing what type of guy you're going against that across from you.
You definitely get a sense of, you know, how special the group is and how special we really can be. You know, it seems like everybody really has a good vibe, you know, amongst the group. You know, everybody gets along and, you know, everybody's head is in the same place. You know, everybody has the same mindset.
I mean, training camp is basically really getting you in shape for the real show. You know, you have to attack it every day. It's a grind. But, you know, most importantly, it's just to get you mentally and physically ready for the regular season. You know, and just get one great chance for us to go against each other, compete, and become one unit, you know, one team.
This journey that we call Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, is coming to an end. I want to thank you all who have joined us the entire way. Our live coverage of the Eagles-Jets preseason finale starts at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday with a kickoff show presented by Exalta. I hope to see you all then. I'm Chris McPherson, signing off for one final time here on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Have a great day, everyone.